money buying power has been a practice in the last few years. Comrade Khalima's commission has now made clear rules for leadership contestation that you may not use money in a myriad of ways. You may only use it for travel and venues and so on. Every campaign has to fully disclose every cent that they collect and spend to the ANC, not to the voters. But at least that's the beginning of proper accountability and also taking steps against people who break the rules. I agree that that the absence of sanction has been a major issue. And I think partly because the Zondo Commission took so many years, it has come, it just seems that every year more and more has been exposed, and we have not yet had the strength of institutions and conviction and maybe even political will to deal with it. I think we now have the conviction and the political will. The response of the ANC at the policy conference was to implement everything that came out of the Zondo Commission, to basically confess and say where we have gone wrong and where we need to strengthen our systems, but also to say that some of the issues are political issues and not corruption issues. So, for example, the issue of independence, the issue of directly electing your president, those are political opinions expressed by Judge Zondo, not solutions necessarily. We need to first do a lot more research before we toss our whole political system out because of that. In terms of voter education, it is being done by the IEC. I absolutely agree that very few others are engaged in this at all. But the IEC does try. They have also suffered from limited budgets and big cuts in expenses. In terms of the independence at national level that are coming now for national and provincial level, I think it is unfortunate. I don't have a problem with independence at local level, where you have a small constituency where you as an individual can directly service your constituency. To be an independent at national level, you would have to get about 50,000 votes. You'll be able to stand in a province, so you could get 50,000 votes across the province. You will never meet your constituents or the people that voted for you. You have no way of identifying them or having structures or being close to them. And as soon as you form structures and become a party, you are no longer an independent. So independence, my prediction, is that independence will be the rejects from political leadership competitions in all the parties. So anyone who does not make it back onto the list of their party, of all parties, are going to stand as independents because they have some voter recognition. Some of them are celebrities in their own right. And we are going to end up with independents like that. When the ANC heads under 50%, or if it heads under 50%, five of these independents could hold the balance of power in our nation without having to produce any accountability in terms of their policies, without having any chance of implementing their policies, without having any real influence on government. But if five of them hold the balance of power, what does that mean? Those five people will represent a quarter of a million votes. What does it mean for parties that represent 10 million votes and cannot implement because a few independents hold the balance of power? For me, it's a dangerous new road we're going down, and it's not one that has been tried effectively in any but six countries where there are high rates of literacy and political whatever maturity, and people have a single transferable vote system where they can vote both for a party and for individuals. Even there, they don't vote for independence, they vote for individuals within a party. So for me, we're in a very confused system. We'll see how it works, but the reality is that if we have 300 independents and 50 parties, as we had 48 last time, we are going to have a ballot paper that is about 40 pages long. Think about counting those votes and checking that there are not two votes in each ballot paper. Think about the boxes you need, the printing you need, the voter education you need, and it's a nightmare. So as I've raised these issues at the IEC quite strongly for the ANC, and many other parties agree that it's going to create more problems than real accountability.